Armored Bear Productions. Welcome to Not Safe for Wizards, an actual play 5th edition D&D podcast. The Crown Companions tonight are...
I'm Mark. I play Chase, the Air Genasi Gunslinger. Our pronouns are both he, him.
Well, I'm Kayla, and I will be playing Jade, and our pronouns are she, her.
I'm Gary. I play Vel, and our pronouns are he, him.
Hello, my name is Diana Morgan Carter. I play Celeste. My pronouns are they, them, and Celeste are she, her.
Hi, I'm Greg. I play Lilith, the human cleric. My pronouns are he, him, her pronouns are she, her.
And I'm Joseph, the DM. My pronouns are he, him, and I will be playing all the NPCs, so buckle up. So, news, hey, we still got merch. You should get merch. Go to shop.spreadshirt.com/NSFW podcast. Link will be in the show notes. We got merch. Buy the merch. Merch link in the bio. Whatever. What do the kids say on the TikToks? the recap. So, after successfully teleporting out of the silver mine, the party found themselves at the entrance of the Temple of Akenna. They entered, were able to get... Gonna belch. They're able to get Kathir to... help them with dealing with the queen. She was pretty resistant to the attempts to put her under a zone of truth until eventually Kathir was able to do it. She then became pretty free flowing with the information, informed the group that she was working for an entity called Karshun, some sort of mind flayer who. Your actions in the mine are going to prevent him from ascending. Pretty much she confessed to being the whispers in the ear of the king to start the border problems, and pretty was an unrepentant villain, I would say. You guys re-gagged her, and she is... down in the catacombs. Afterwards, Celeste and Jade had a touching conversation about trusting the group, and a little bit of Jade exploring the Celeste revealing a bit about her nightmare and about the markings on her horns. Chase found himself in a penitent cell where taking the queen's rod,
phrasing.
he spoke to Karshun and was actually heard and responded to. Whether that had anything to do with the wand or not, the rod or not, he wasn't sure. But Karshun kind of revealed that the Warmaker plot. Kind of wide-ranging and excessively extraplanar. After this conversation, Chase destroyed what meager furniture was in the penitent cell, and then went to rejoin the rest napping. Kaelin and Vel kind of took a vigil watching the entrance to the catacombs. To make sure that no one outside of those authorized could access the catacombs, because you don't want somebody just wandering across the queen tied up in the catacombs. So one thing I kind of rushed through, and I apologize to Mark, when Chase returns back to where everyone's kind of camped out sleeping, was he going to tell them about the conversation or not?
My understanding is that the point that Chase returned, people had settled down to sleep.
Okay.
So I wasn't anticipating the opportunity to tell them right away.
Okay. I know I kind of rushed. I felt concerned that I kind of rushed it. So I just wanted to clarify and make sure.
I did not get that impression at all.
Okay. So
you all right?
So morning has now come. You all awaken either where you were keeping vigil on the catacomb doors, Vel and Commander Kaelin, or where you all had crashed out in the suite provided by Katir for you all to rest in. Katir kind of knocks at the door and lets you know that if you're interested in food, he can have some of the acolytes bring food in here so that you all can discuss whatever it is you need to discuss after yesterday's events. So what are you doing?
Yes. Food is good. I like food. We could do food. There's this little pastry cart down the street.
He kind of chuckles. He's like, I, what's the name of it?
I'm looking. I don't remember getting to the notes. It was a long time ago. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Somebody help me. I don't have my glasses on. Why don't I have glasses on? Put your glasses on, Kayla.
I think I remember the name of a random pastry cart we encountered.
No, but didn't we put it in the notes?
It is in the notes.
Why did we put the name of a pastry cart?
Because there was like a nice conversation with the dude, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was the pastries that we got before we went to see my friends.
Is it the Golden Tart?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds right.
It's Respin at the Golden Tart.
How did you find that so quick?
It's on the first page of the game notes tab.
Is it really?
It is the top thing on my end.
It's like third from the top on mine.
Okay. I was kind of trying to scroll and read, and that didn't work.
Samesies.
Okay. So yeah, that guy.
He's okay. And what should I get from this cart?
Cinnamon rolls. I would like cinnamon rolls.
Yo, Joe, quick context question.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately how much would it cost to buy all of the merchandise on the pastry cart?
Oh, shit.
Like 20 gold sounds like, feels 25 gold. Let's say 25 gold clears the whole cart.
Chase is going to just pass over 30 gold and say the other 5 is a donation to the church for whatever acolytes you send to get it. Just get everything.
He looks and I will. Okay. And
thank you, Chase.
Chase is going to roll back over.
Go back to sleep.
Katir's like, I will have coffee and tea brought in.
Yes, tea is important.
I figure that is a necessity.
Necessity.
Man, you're seeing puns where there aren't even puns.
There's always a pun.
Punception.
So a little while later, some acolytes come in and they bring like, a big huddle of coffee and a huddle of tea. And yes, straight ripped out of the IHOPs. And cups and cream and sugar and honey and anything else that might go into one or both of those beverages. So
nom, 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 nom.
A little bit later, two acolytes come in carrying several good sized boxes, which they set out on a table. And it is Respin's entire inventory for that he had when they got to him.
Ah, nom, 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 nom.
So there is danishes and cinnamon rolls and just
coffee a cake.
Coffee cake.
Yay, coffee cake.
Gotta have the coffee cake.
I will bring Chase some pastries.
I don't want any.
Okay. You want some tea?
I talked to Karshun yesterday.
Oh. And I sit down on like the just barely on the edge of the bed. And what was that out like? Did you find out about the War Makers?
Oh, he and his murderous shit demons are in fact connected to them, as are the elemental beings that enslaved my people for generations. I can't say it was a productive conversation, but it at least confirmed that we're on the right track. I think I need to swing back by my hometown and see about a book that my father had, which I had a dream about this book a little while back, and I thought it was just a dream. It was in the mine. It was a pretty gnarly nightmare, I think. I don't know. It kind of felt like we all had pretty nasty nights of sleep. That should have been my clue. But in my dream, I saw what happened the day my father died, and the book that I thought had just kind of, you know, been lost or whatever was sitting on the mantle in his office. And I think I need to see if it's still there.
I had a dream that night too, and it was about the day that my parents died.
This Karshun guy's an asshole, isn't he?
Yeah. Need to die. Do you need to go home before we kill this guy that's here, or do you need to go home now, or like after we take care of this guy?
I think it can be after this. I think that I don't think it needs to be a long trip, but the easiest way to do it is going to be if I can attune to Lilith's helmet thing, because everything I have has been gone from home for way more than the amount of time that seems to matter. And it feels like maybe if I attune to the helmet, I'll be able to teleport us there. And It should be a quick trip, but it'll take time for me to be able to use the helmet.
Okay. Well, we can do that. What about your guns, though? Aren't they from home?
They are, but they've been away from home. Well, Warrant has been away from home for a real long time.
Okay.
And go ahead.
I want to help however I can.
Well, sometime real soon, I need to make more bullets. You can help with that.
I would like to help with that. I think that would be fun. We're in this together, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Will you have some tea now, please?
Tea is for weaklings.
Coffee?
I would love some coffee.
Okay. And I pour him a cup of coffee. And I pour myself a cup of tea.
So what, you know, anything else needs to be discussed?
I think it would be a good idea if we all kind of talk about the dreams that we had in the mine, and Lilith, Karshun mentioned dreams that you have had to me, and it seems like maybe we have not been paying full attention to the information that we might have right in front of us. So I think maybe now might be a good time for us all to just kind of sit down and compare notes.
Well, I will tell everybody about my dream. I dreamed I was back at the temple and the door busted open, and it was my crew from my ship had come to get me, and I turned undead and destroyed them all.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
We'll also
it was add a in, little I put just, them to rest.
Yeah, we'll also add in that they mentioned that the Prince of Undeath.
Oh, returned. The Prince of Undeath, yeah, has returned. I'm sorry.
No.
I have to write things down.
In canon, the voice of God spoke down. You forgot about this.
No. I know Greg has, you know, a very busy life, so yeah.
No, you're good.
All this stuff lives rent free in my head.
There's a TikTokism for you. Lilith, the Prince of the Undead, didn't you mention having a dream about something like that back? It was like after we left Glau, yes. When we were on our way to Velma?
Yes. It was after the run in with the. After we fought all the undead.
So I'm going to be honest, not for the first time. I kind of regret not taking that more seriously at the time.
Well, we didn't know what's going on. We didn't know this is, you know, we thought this was a rogue part of, you know, these war makers, and we were just trying to put them down before they hurt anybody else. We didn't realize it was so much more reaching.
I mean, you know, sorry, go ahead.
I wonder, because like Chase, you and I are directly affected, but it seems like even you guys, there's something that connects us all and connects us to this. And I'm wondering if there's anybody else out there that had families taken by the War Makers or something like that, that are experiencing this connection as well. I mean, I don't know how to figure that out, but it's a thought.
Well, Giles has to have a way for us to track down all of the Slayers.
Well, when was the last time you guys went and visited the library?
Oh, crap.
I mean, not since graduation, for sure.
I don't know. The last time I went to a library, the books started eating people, like, in the forms of shadows. I'm not going to deal with that again. And then it was, like, a library database, and it didn't make sense. I'm good.
It was just this whole thing.
So, Commander Kalen speaks up and says, well, the dream I had, I was leading the home guard again against a mass of living and undead, and we were not doing. I watched my troops get killed, and we lost. You know, this isn't something from my past. I feel like this is a vision of a possible future.
So some of us dreamt about things in the in the past. Some of us dreamt about things that could potentially, first of all, we're not going to lose. That's bullshit. Put that right out of your mind. That's this asshole just trying to fuck with us. And you know what? Fuck him. Fuck him and his bullshit.
Yep.
My dream was similar to Kalen's. I was fighting against the Royal Guard here at the castle. So, again, probably a possible future, especially seeing as we have the queen tied up downstairs. But how likely, I don't know.
It's definitely preying on fears.
I'd agree with that.
We'll get through it. We'll get through it together. And we'll make these, I don't know, we shouldn't call them demons. They're not actually demons. But we'll make these shitbags regret fucking with us.
Yep.
And so what's our next move? World.
Yes.
Well, right now, we should check if all of the evidence from the mines has arrived, and we should probably go and confront the king with our evidence and hope he doesn't put us on the chopping block.
Seems like a great idea. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, don't ask leading questions like
why
that.
Why did you... Okay.
Evidence. Checking on evidence.
Okay. So you go to Katir's office, where it seems like he's been waiting somewhat patiently for you to come.
I bring him pastries.
Oh, he tops off his cup of tea and starts enjoying. Which type of pastry did you bring him?
I will bring him like a cream cheese filled pastry with a sweet glaze.
Well, there's a name for those things. Yeah, I think they're called Widowmakers.
I think she just brought him glazed diabetes. And I would like to have three of those, please.
It beats the hell out of glazed mesothelioma.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh.
If you were a loved one.
Oh, God.
I'm waiting for when they start blending those and the we want to talk to you about your extended warranty.
Jesus.
So he happily takes a few bites and then realizes like so after swallowing down the bite he took and washing down with a little bit of tea, the folks are back. Several wagons full of things. He's like, I just follow me and we'll make sure I understand exactly what I'm looking at. So he takes you out to a secured off part of the back of the temple. There you see like four wagons, but they've got covers over the top of them, and there's a small group of members of the order kind of guarding the perimeter. He steps past them with you, and you see a few of them give a look, and there is like a recognition of, I see the horror of what you encountered, but it's dead. And I like, there's respect and a slight bit of horror on your part in the looks you get.
As there should be.
So the first card, he kind of flips up the cover a little bit. There is the dead body of Eldon, the administrator. And then there are the three flesh golems, the dead flesh golems in the cart.
And the brain things?
Well, the brain things weren't... He's kind of going cart by cart. So he's like...
We're going cart by cart. They're not in this one. Quick question. This is the first time that we've actually seen Eldon's corpse.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like killed him?
There are no wounds on him that you can see, but there is blood out of his nose and ears and the corner of his eyes.
Poor guy got an emo nosebleed.
The next cart, he goes over to, and there are the bodies of the mind witnesses, the beholder / mind flayer combo meal.
Bastard love children.
Yeah. Plus the bodies of the cultists that were with them. Were there cultists with them, or is it just them? I think it was just them.
No, it was just them.
Yeah. So they're three, and they were pretty big size, so they kind of fill up the back of this. He kind of looks at you and he's like, what? I know these are things related to beholders, but dear God, three of them?
Yep.
He takes you over to the next one, which has the cultists and the what remains of the intellect devourers and the body of the mind flayer that you had killed.
Yeah.
And the last one just has more of the cultist body from the last level that you guys had gone down to.
Where we encountered the queen.
Yes.
And made our new special friend.
And he looks at you and he's like, several of, the cultists and that wagon and these cultists, those are members of the queen's personal guard.
Yeah, those were the ones that were with her when she confronted us.
And they're also from that one level. They also brought out the corpses with the holes in the back of the head. He's like, this just by the sheer number of bodies down there. These things have been living down there for a good number of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we told you it was bad.
It's a whole lot of icky.
Yes. I have a suggestion. And then he kind of looks around. He's like, let's go back into my office. And I want to make a suggestion to you all.
Sure.
So he leads you back into the temple. It kind of gives a command, like all the wagons are covered again. And the guards kind of go back to a very, strict stance. Taking you into his office. He's like, we know she probably still has people within the palace. And I don't feel like going in there with her bound and gagged and the wagons. I just feel like you might be walking into a trap.
A decent possibility.
Likely even.
I believe I should send a summons to His Majesty, invoking the power of the temple and the order, for him to come here. That way he's got a limited, he can only bring a limited number of his personal guard, and we don't have to worry about the possible influences from those who are under the sway of this Karshun or the queen.
That would be greatly appreciated.
And the king might be the one who might understand what's going on.
I mean, we have to hope that he is for sure. But yeah, that seems like a great idea.
Excellent. Well, I will send this out. He kind of pulls a document. He kind of pulls a piece of parchment over, and you kind of see he'd already been working on it.
Cool.
He's like, this morning when I woke up, when I was doing my morning prayers, I don't know if it was Akenna speaking to me or just common sense rearing itself, but I just had a notion that if you walked into the palace tree, you might not be walking back out.
We appreciate your help.
I mean, did you see the wagons? We're probably walking out, but this is still probably better.
So less life lost.
Yes. So he finishes the letter, takes out like the big seal, and stamps the hot wax on it, and then has one of the not quite an acolyte, a little bit higher up in the organization, take that to the palace tree. He's like, we will wait for His Majesty's coming, and then we will. I guess in the meantime, we need to figure out how we are going to present the evidence and the queen.
Did you give him like a meet me here at this time, or just a please come?
It is a, you know, you are summoned to the grounds of the Temple of Akenna on behalf of the order. But it's kind of hard to dictate to the king when he should arrive.
Good point.
If we explain to the king the order in which we faced all these difficulties, then the queen would be the last difficulty we faced. And the mind flayer would be, well, the last thing to really go over.
So kind of doing it in a chronological order, sort of see what happened was.
He thinks so. He's like, that makes sense. So we will keep the queen a secret until you keep her presence hidden until you get to that
point. Grand reveal at the end.
There we go.
Plot twist.
He kind of thinks that I guess that is the proper order.
I'll make sure that when we do eventually show him that we have the queen, that she is unharmed and just angry enough to say terrible things.
He tells, I will go down and make sure that what wounds she picked up are tended to, and but that she is, you know, I will keep her remained gagged. We do not want her to be able to use any of her powers to influence.
Hands bound as well, because some spells are, you know, don't require words.
Yes. We will definitely make sure to have both her hands bound and herself gagged so that we do not have to worry about her unfairly influencing His Majesty.
Any of us?
So
anti-magic spell? I won't take that as a no.
I don't know the answer to. probably no. Have you had reason to summon the king to the temple often?
No. No, that is.
Oh my god, what the hell was that? Okay, who has a monster in their house?
I do. Sorry. I thought I was muted.
That sounded like the TARDIS was trying to land.
She apologizes. She's not been feeling well.
Really okay. It was just like, oh my god, what was that?
I mean, I was ready to run out into the nearby alley to find the doctor.
You gonna join up, be the next companion?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
In a goddamn heartbeat. I mean, yeah, sure.
He's no.
Especially
he's,
for 10. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's very rare for the order to send out a summons like that. And I do hope, you know, he will honor the request. I have no doubt, but it is a little out of the normal.
Well, at least he'll understand that it's, you know, with some kind of urgency that this is not a normal thing, that you wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for a good reason.
Yeah, you're not the church that cried wolf.
And that is a good thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So he goes, he's like, I will go tend to her wounds. You wait here, and we will be notified when he arrives.
In the meantime, the question I asked you about yesterday, where might I be able to pick up alchemical components?
You should be able to find those in the market.
Fantastic.
Yes, I'm sure there are places within the market for you to find the items of that nature.
All right. Would it be possible? Should we send maybe help for messenger monk people to do shopping while we're waiting? Because we need to be here and we don't know when he's going to get here, but we also like need stuff.
The stuff that I need, I can't really trust random people to go get.
Okay.
But, you know, if the market's not too far away from here, so if they get word that the king is on his way, I'm sure they would be able to send a runner to come and fetch.
That makes sense.
Or am I making assumptions?
Or should we stay put? Yeah.
Katir's like, you would know from just the change in the marketplace, should the king leave the palace tree to come here. So, I mean, yes, I would send a runner to find you, but it would be...
I would probably know even before then.
Yes, it'd be pretty evident.
Fantastic. In that case, I am going to go now because, boy howdy, do I need some alchemical components.
Do you mind if I tag along, Chase?
Sure.
Cool. I would also like to go.
The more the merrier. Yeah, just bear in mind, there are some questions, if asked, I won't be able to answer.
Yeah, I'm going to tag along too.
Field trip.
So the companions are leaving to go shopping.
Yes.
Apparently.
Indeed.
I mean, I'm sure you know what Chase is looking for.
I do.
So, I mean, it's not going to be like a full-on shopping trip for him. He's going to find that one thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'm actually just going to try to cram some time in.
Okay. So, Val, you still have the letter that gives you all free movement.
Yep. That's why I'm going.
Thank you, Val.
I'm going too.
You're the hero I forgot we needed.
Okay, so as we're walking to shop that Chase needs, I'm going to stick by Chase. But I would like to look around to see if I see any kind of like a jewelry shop. But not just like a cart on the street with selling beads, like a we can make this for you nice jewelry shop.
Silversmith, goldsmith sort of.
Right. Yeah, that kind of thing.
All right. Give me an investigation check.
Investigation. Bum, ba-da. Dun, ta-da. That is a 14.
Yeah, it's pretty quick. You do notice there's actually a goodly number of silversmiths and jewelers in the market, especially being that new vein of silver was found in the mine. So,
okay, I'm just going to kind of make a mental note of where they are.
Okay.
I would like to look for like a place that would sell herbs.
An herbalist?
Sure. It's a better word than apothecary, because at least that one's right.
Give me an investigation check.
I got an 8.
It takes a little bit longer as you're walking, and eventually you do spot what you think is probably a herbalist shop.
Until you walk in and they go, no, we're an apothecary.
So close. I would like to... If I'm not meandering the rest of the party here, I would like to just go over, buy some herbs real quick, and then come back.
Sure. Any particular herbs you're looking for, or just?
Not particularly.
So yeah, you basically find what would be kind of considered like a refill for an herbalism kit. So kind of your standard. Your standard stuff that you would, like I said, what you would need in an herbalism kit.
Cool. Thanks.
And they're willing to sell it to you for 5 gold pieces.
D- done.
Okay. So basically you now have like, you have an herbalism kit, yeah?
Yeah.
So basically you have like a second set of supplies for it.
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem. Chase?
Yep, you know what I'm looking for.
Yeah, give me an investigation check.
I can do that, I think. That would be a 14.
17. Because of the ranger ability?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Thank you for the reminder. There needs to be like a way on beyond for you to select that as your role type. So yeah, 17.
Okay. As you are looking around, you actually notice at a very small, odd tent, a non-elf.
A non-elf? Just not sure what he is?
From the distance, no.
Okay.
Well, the notable thing is that in the elven capital, he is a non-elf.
Non-elf.
You see him, and he like locks eyes on you. His skin is an orange and reddish tone when you catch like glimpses of his hands.
Did I just slip into a rom-com? We lock eyes across the marketplace.
Cue the music. I'm sorry.
Go on.
Day, night.
And you notice, what do Chase's eyes look like?
Oh, you motherfucker. Chase's eyes are just like, they're sapphire blue, but they're like as pale as they could be and still be considered sapphire.
But do you have like visible pupils, or is it just all?
My understanding is that yes, I have visible pupils.
Okay.
I mean, unless I'm remembering something about Genasi incorrectly.
It's up to you. It's your
character. Oh yeah, no. There are visible pupils. Just very blue eyes against lighter blue skin and another shade of blue hair. Like it's just all blue.
As you catch like the skin that you can see is red with orange highlights. But when you catch the, you know, for the spot in each eye for the pupil, and the hair waves a bit, you know, seems to move like a small
seeing and move. So Chase is gonna, you know, just, you call it a beeline. Bees fly all over the place. I've never understood that phrase. Chase is just a straight line over.
Okay. So the group sees Chase all of a sudden just start moving with definite purpose to this being. As you near, how open are is warrant and justice for in view?
So Chase has his kind of duster, and then also the cloak of displacement. So normally they would be fairly covered up, but as he gets close enough for it to be relatively, you know, easy to notice, he'll just kind of layer back the cloak and coat on one side to, you know, make it visible and also obvious that he's not reaching for it.
Is it okay for me to say that that's really sexy?
I mean, it's not wrong.
And it is never not okay.
That in my head, that was really hot.
Same.
2021, I'll take it where I can get it.
Yeah, you know. Proceed.
So the being kind of seeing, he moves aside the coat over his vest, and you see he's kind of got like a shoulder holster for a similar looking pepper box.
Knew I was in the right place. Chase is gonna, you know, stop as he approaches the booth and say, I'm a little surprised to see one of your kind here.
He nods. He's in primordial. I have not seen one of our kind in many years. It is good to see, and he kind of seeing both these. You wear the tools of liberation well.
As do you. I'm afraid mine are a little lighter than they should be at the moment.
Ah, well, normally I am a seller of standard alchemical wares, but I carry from time in case I run across ours, because the struggle continues, as you probably know.
Wait, Chase is just going to kind of dead-eye him a little bit and be like, have you been having weird dreams?
I have heard the voices in my dreams. I have seen the visions of our people's enslavement. I've heard tale that some of the servants of our oppressors have been seen.
All right. Yeah, Chase is going to go completely against standard personality here and very authoritatively say, my name is Chase Wynn, son of Samuel, Sheriff of Stonecast. A couple months ago, he was gunned down by one of the servants of the oppressors. When I say gunned, you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
He was murdered. I have undertaken the appropriate quest for vengeance and have uncovered a rather wide spanning plot with my friends. And I kind of gesture to anybody who followed me. I know Jade walked along with me.
Waving,
she tried to keep up.
Yeah, it took me a bit, but I caught up. Now I'm just
gesture to Jade as she is walking up.
Yeah, kind of big wide-eyed in awe of other Genasi, waving shyly.
Kind of just shakes his head. Why can we not be safe? Why can we not? I am Devos, son of Feral. I have not seen another fire genasi in a long time, and I've not seen another air or water or even earth genasi in even longer.
The winds of fate have not been kind to our people.
No. He kind of looks around. Your friends are aware of the importance of our tools of liberation?
I do not talk openly of it, for you never know where you will find enemies, although I do trust my friends. Chase will kind of turn them in, you know, give sort of a brief what you would do in the middle of the open kind of explanation of the Genasi developed the weapons I wear, as well as other varieties, to free ourselves from oppression of other elemental beings. And then he'll kind of add in an aside, my conversation with Charsoon yesterday enlightened me to the fact that they are in league with the Warmakers.
Hmm. Quick question. Have they been speaking common this whole time, or are you guys speaking in?
I've been responding in kind and primordial. So my conversation with the Fire Genasi, whose name I am sad to say I have legitimately already forgotten.
Yeah.
Devos.
No one wrote it down.
Other was Pharos.
Mm-hmm.
Now okay. It's in notes. So yeah, no, our conversation has been in primordial.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understood how much I understood.
Okay. So please step in the tent. We can talk more freely in there.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll follow his lead.
So he brings you into the tent, and you see, like, it is standard alchemical, you know, it's basically whatever you would need to load up an alchemy kit. And he looks to you. He's, by light, do you mean that you need the supplies for the tools to be effective?
By way of answer, Chase will just flip back the other side of his coat where the bullet belt shows clearly empty except for four bad little bullets.
Well, we cannot have this. We cannot have, and when you when he starts talking this, now he's speaking in common, as you know, your friends have come into the tent. We cannot have this. Our tools of liberation should not be silenced.
Funny you should mention that. This one is actually silent.
Really?
And he looks at it. Chase is legit just going to geek out for a minute and be like, yeah, I found this guy in this town who was like this master blacksmith. And so I talked to him about it because we keep getting into these combats where like we don't know who else is nearby, and you never know where you're going to find the oppressors. So I asked him, and he like came to me the next day and was like, here, it is silent now, and now I can fire it and it makes no noise whatsoever.
This is innovation. May I see?
Pulls it out, flips it around, passes it to him handle first.
He looks at it and he's, this one you made on your own, yes.
Is the quality that low that you can tell?
No, but it is.
It is my first piece. My father trained me.
Then many praises upon your father for this. This is a good weapon. It took an enchantment. This is a good weapon.
Jace is just like beaming at this point, which is very out of sorts for him.
He rotates around the barrels and yes, Edie's, and he kind of looks and he's, you have not had many misfires with this either, I can tell.
With that one, I have had none so far. Warrants, he kind of gestures down at the other gun, is a bit older and acts up a little bit more often.
He hands you back, Justice. May I see Warrant?
Of course, pass it around.
When he takes it, he looks at it and he's, what did your father tell you about this one?
In regards to Warrant, he, to be honest, didn't tell me a lot. He just always told me that a weapon of freedom should have a name. And this weapon's name was Warrant. I assumed it was because of his career as a lawman.
He kind of tilts it over and like shows you the butt. And he is like, this mark tells me this is from the early generations of our weapon making, of our tool making. This warrant is old. This was probably used in the fight to free us. This is a, and you can see he's getting a little choked up as he's holding it. This is truly a tool of liberation. And he hands it back to you like reverently.
Jace just slowly accepts it back and kind of looks down at it and at the mark with this, you can tell he's looking at it in a light he has never looked at it before, and then slowly puts it away.
All right. So you are out of bullets. This is something we cannot have.
Particularly not with what we've been doing lately.
And not if the oppressors are part of this, part of some sort of plan to come back. He looks and he goes over to a rather large trunk. He like opens it up, and then you like hear some like, he taps on the inside and like pulls out just kind of some standard like trays of, alchemical supplies. And then from underneath, and you can see like as he lifts it out, it's like a, like this box seems like it's probably bigger than it actually is. He pulls out this large like metal trunk, and he touches the lock, and like it, there's a, like where his fingertips touch it, the case, like, it lights up and then the lid opens. My brother, how can I assist you? I can sell you the powder you need, or I can sell you the finished bullets.
Can you sell me both?
Oh, of course. So he pulls out, give me one second because I need to, so he pulls the, he pulls out, he's like, I have the powder. You can either purchase, a horn, and he pulls out a pretty good sized wax sealed horn. It looks like it's about 2 pounds. I can sell you this. He's for someone in our struggle, 15 gold piece for one of these. Or he pulls out a pretty good size keg, holds about 20 pounds. Or I can sell you this for 100 gold. You can make many bullets from this.
Given that the road we're on appears to be a long one, I think the keg will be the best choice.
Okay. Well, kind of. There it is.
Jade kind of walks up behind Chase and taps him on the whatever she can reach.
Wow, that's an open-ended tap if ever there was one.
Hip. We'll say hip. Knee?
Chase is going to glance down. Yes, Jade?
I would like to help. And she pulls out a pouch of gold and holds it up.
So what does...
I'm thinking. Okay. Chase is going to turn to Devos and say, you know, the keg will be useful and I will definitely need the keg.
Mm-hmm.
But may I purchase the horn as well? It will probably be easier for... It'll be easier to have a smaller...
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yes, both. No, and Jade, you may certainly help pay for the horn.
How much was the horn?
I think I said 15.
Yeah, it was 15 for the horn, 100 for the keg.
Okay. I will pay for the horn.
Okay. And then he looks back at, he's like, ah, yes, I have. And he pulls out like a box, probably like narrower than a shoe box, but about the same length. And he opens it up and it is bullets for, that would fit your pepper box. And, he's like, this is about, he's looking, this is about, 100 bullets. I give you for 5 gold.
Chase will very, you know, slowly for accuracy, count out, 120 gold.
When you go to give him that, he no, brother.
Devos, you have saved me work and helped arm us against threats which are entirely too close. Please, I insist.
Okay, then I accept it. And he kind of gives a little grin as he's pocketing it all. If you ever need to find where we are, look for signs written in our language. We leave marks from place to place, those of us who travel, and to let folks, you know, let our people know we've been here and where we might be going.
You are the first Genasi I've encountered since I left home. I am very pleased to have this knowledge. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm proud to share it with you, and I will pass along word on any others that I meet that you that the oppressor moves and we should all be ready.
Indeed, as will I.
So he closes up the case, puts it back in, kind of retucks everything, and then turns to you and clasps your hand in both his hands. And may the gods walk with you and bless you on this most important quest.
Chase isn't religious. What the fuck do I say to that?
Oh, and also with you.
May the wind always be at your back in your travels and your roads smooth and safe until we meet again.
Go. Well said.
He smiles. He says, please, if you are helping my brother in this, then you are family to me. Please stay safe in this.
Okay. I think at that point, we'll, you know. Mm-hmm. Make our goodbyes and make our way out of it. Chase has the keg tucked under one arm, having already put away the box of bullets, which I'm so happy. So relieved. It's like when you fill your tank after driving around like right on E for 2 days.
I have this vision of Chase turning around from that conversation and just all of us are standing there kind of wide-eyed with tears rolling down our faces, a little open-mouthed.
Oh, like how I am for real. Got it.
Yes, exactly. Like, exactly.
Oh, this is so amazing. And Chase walks out and is like, I got so many bullets. Yes. No, the rest of that was really awesome too. But what I was going to say is, so he's got the powder keg tucked under one arm and he has the horn in the opposite hand. But once we're out of sight of the stall, he's going to kind of hand it over to Jade and say, this is yours now. Keep it safe. Keep it hidden. We will talk later.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm going to take it and like shove it into the deepest pocket I have. Shut up, all of you.
right next to the flint and steel, and a little bit of an old knife.
Hold on, move a couple things out of that pocket.
And those weird alchemical fire sticks that one crazy wizard gave her.
Who gives Jade fire sticks?
Somebody that doesn't know her well.
Doesn't give Jade something dangerous at some point or another.
It's true.
Yeah, I forget. I was talking to the guy who put a firearm in her hand.
Yeah. I mean, oh, please. Somebody gave her the reins to a wagon.
Yes, that is also true.
More people in this district have died from wagon strikes than gunshots.
They weren't all me, I promise.
Okay.
I was drinking water.
The math supports that because there's far more wagons than there are gunfighters.
That is true. That was the joke I was making, but oh my god, did I almost snarf all over my new monitor.
Oh my god.
Score.
Look, that's fucking inspiration for Kayla, for Jade.
I was just going to say, I think that Mark deserves inspiration for that scene. He did very well.
I agree too.
Aww. Okay. Well, that was my shopping done, so I'm ready to go back to the temple. And like, as we walk back, Chase is like drawing his guns inside the cloak and just quickly filling the chambers. Because like the other four shields were sitting on the gun on the belt because he was having trouble deciding which gun to put them in.
So like you're walking around naked, did you?
Extremely.
Yeah.
And that's considering, you know, all the other weapons. Like, yeah. But the other weapons, yeah. They aren't, you don't feel complete. God, some listener is going to turn this into an NRA centerpiece.
And it's so not.
No.
It's really not. Anyways.
So, anyone else want to do anything in the market?
Actually, would there be any magic shops inside the market? Probably. Not, but
what sort of magic are you looking for?
Well, we did say we were going to look for magic weapons.
Give me an investigation check.
Who could I help with that check?
Yes, you can help with that check. So, Vel, roll that with advantage.
Did not go well. 5 is my high.
Jesus.
Not on this trip. It looks like.
Vel don't even know we're in a market.
And it's my market. That's what's so funny.
You do spot as you kind of look around, you find you do run across a place called the Humble Quill. They seem to be a seller of magic scrolls, kind of exclusively.
Okay. I'll pass by that. Not too interested in magic scrolls right now, but it's good to know just in case we ever need some.
Okay. Anything else?
Hold on. I want to go inside the scroll shop.
Okay.
Chase is just geeking out over what it turns out is a vintage firearm.
Yeah, like you just found out that thing's got serious history. That's super cool.
Like, I was just out looking for, like, random alchemical pieces so I could make shells, and I just found out that I was on Antiques Roadshow.
Joe, check your phone.
Okay.
Yeah, so, kind of spells do they have in this place?
Oh, boy.
Well, they have Juko in. There is an elven gentleman behind the counter.
Oh, this isn't going to go very well.
And he's kind of watches who all is going in.
If Lilith went in, I'll go in with him just in case with her just in case you know, he needs support. She needs support.
Okay. So as you step in, I'm assuming you are in your standard.
Oh yeah, armored up.
Jade is going to sneak off for a moment.
Okay.
All shiny.
So, looking at you, and how may I welcome to the Humble Quill. My name is Taniel, and I am the Quillist here. How may I be of assistance to you, m'lady?
Just really need to buy a blank scroll.
Just paper?
Yeah, yeah, but the fancy one with the two little sticks on it so you can roll it up and down.
Parchment. Yes. Let me... I think I might have some sheets not... kind of goes over and finds probably about a stack of like 10 sheets. These are of a quality that if you were to enchant your own scrolls, these will take the magic. Each sheet is a silver. I happen to have 10 that I'm not using at the moment.
I'll buy all 10.
Excellent. And he rolls them up for you, kind of wraps them. All right, that will be 10 silver or 1 gold, however you want to pay.
I'll give him a gold.
Excellent. So hands over the blank scrolls. Anything else that you might be looking for?
Not at this time, but I will definitely be back.
Excellent. I noticed from your accoutrement that you are a daughter of Lemagier.
Yes, I am.
We have many fine cleric spells here that should you need to purchase, we would humbly love to be at your service.
Huh.
Give me a perception check. Wait.
Okay. Why did that roll? 12.
As he's saying that and he's moving his hands, you notice on his left hand, on the index finger, he's got a silver ring, and you make out the symbol of Lemagier on it.
Oh.
You do know, so like one his you do know, so like the other rings on his hands, he's got a ring with a Canna's symbol, a ring with Teotl's symbol. You have a feeling he is very knowledgeable in the religious information as well as, you know, arcane.
So does a scroll work just like a spell, right?
Yes.
So you could use like a scroll even if it's
the DM. Is this the DM or the guy?
Oh, I'm asking, like if I bought the magic weapon spell, I could use that to bless somebody's weapon even though I don't have the spell?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was doing a little bit of research on this because I think the last episode was the
flesh golems where we couldn't kill anything.
Yeah. And so I was looking and you actually don't have access to magic weapon. I think that was an accident back in the day. It's not on your spell list.
But is that because of the domain I took?
Yep. Yeah. There are some domains that it's part of, but on the general, magic weapon is not a cleric spell.
It was in the cleric spell deck.
Yeah, but other domain, it's access for other domains, not...
Oh, okay.
So basically, yes, if the spell is on your class's spell list, you can read the scroll and cast its spell without providing any material components. If it's above your level, you have to make a spellcasting ability check. If you succeed, you cast the spell. If you fail, you don't, and the scroll disappears.
Yeah, go. Vapor asses.
Yep.
So I'm going to ask him about the if he has the magic weapon scroll, or could he make me a couple?
All right, let me check through magic weapon. The problem is you're not going to be able to cast it.
But I could.
I can't read this.
Yeah, it's not on your spell list.
It's not. Duh. Sorry. I misunderstood.
I would be able to do it. So I could buy it if he has it.
He does have one. He's willing to part with it for 250 gold.
Ooh,
woof.
That's a bit pricey for magic weapon. Scrolls, yeah, are they reusable or is it one-time use?
It is a one-time use.
I think I'm going to pass on it for 250.
Yeah.
Wait until we can get an actual magic weapon. I think we have enough magic otherwise. But it's good to know.
Yeah, it is good to know, but yeah, it's too much money.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, yeah, and I mean, since that fight, we picked up Jade's magic bondage flogger.
I believe it's called the Rod of Hentai.
I love that description.
Jesus Christ.
If we're wrong.
It fits.
As you are leaving the humble Quill, you hear some horn playing off in the distance. Give me perception checks.
Make way for the Elven King.
I'd rather Prince Ali. 22.
Nice roll there, Love. I got a 15.
Okay.
17.
10.
Yeah, remember you're in forest, so double your proficiency bonus. Oh,
18. Yeah. Chase.
Yep.
So yeah, everybody pretty much can figure out that the horns are coming. The sound of horns are coming in the direction of the palace tree. And Lilith and Chase and Jade, you actually can start seeing movement. You see like the gates. You can spot like the movement on the walls around the tree, around the palace complex, I should say. And you can see some movement, but it's a bit off. So it's not like it's, you know, you can see all the details. But yeah, right about then, you spot one of the acolytes from the temple, kind of looking around, trying to, you know, spot you all, which doesn't take too long because, you know, you guys
stand out.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
but yeah, well, that one, Mark.
Yeah, it's definitely time to get back. So I'm sure once Vel and Lilith exit the shop, we'll all take off and head back.
Jade comes running back to you guys. I heard trumpets. Is it time?
It is time.
Okay.
And off we go.
To the place with the stuff, with the thing, and the people.
The first thing or the second thing?
False.
So,
what about the other thing?
That's you.
But what about that thing?
And then I'll hit it with a hammer.
So you make it back to the temple. Katir is, you notice he's like pulled on like his formal vestments.
Full regalia, as they would say.
You know what though? It's not like while he's high up in the temple, you notice like he's got like vestments on, but he does not have like, he's still also got like his armor underneath it.
He's a practical man.
He is not a cleric. He is a paladin.
Jade brushes off her skirts and like pulls her handkerchief out of her pocket and like tries to get the dirt off her face because she's always got dirt somewhere.
Actually, it was a little bit of the icing from the cinnamon Danish.
Then the dirt sticks to that.
Yeah. he's like, I have left word with our staff to have the king come out to where the wagons are, and I will walk you out that way, and then I will go get Her Majesty and have her waiting to be brought out. You don't even need like, there's no insight check. Like, there is a little threading of nerves with him.
Everything will work out as it is meant to.
That is my hope. So he walks you outside, and you can hear now like the approach to the temple, and then he steps back inside, and a little while later he comes back out. You notice he's by himself. He's like, I assume I should be out here with you. She is just inside the door with two of my most trusted, not two of my most trusted because Vel is here, but two of my next highest trusted.
As long as she doesn't, manage to either escape or make her presence known before we can explain the circumstances, I'm sure it will be fine.
So as you're standing there, sorry, did I step on somebody?
Well, I was just going to say, I don't know. I got a weird feeling. Jade is going to look at Chase and Lilith and Velen. Hey guys, you're good at explaining stuff. I'm going to go watch the queen. with the guards, just to make sure.
That seems like a sound idea. Just don't let her get into your head. We know she's been trying that, and I'm sure she's usually better at it than she was yesterday.
I'll be careful. If she starts to, I'll leave right away. I'm gonna go in and, like, arms in my sleeves, on my dagger's hilts, on guard, kind of just as an extra watch.
Okay.
And still kind of trying to listen to what's going on outside.
While being more than ready to just punch her in the head.
Yep.
As you step in, she kind of, again, she's bound, her hands are bound, and she is gagged, but you hear a voice in your head, and, oh, they sent the little one to keep me company.
I'm going to step outside the door for a second, look at everybody, take a deep breath. Okay, I'm going to walk back in, step to the side of the door. I am not going to look at her at all. Just kind of eyes forward, because I'm short, so I can do that. and just, you know, watching like hands and feet for movement.
When you come back in, just, oh, I scare you. How cute.
Not saying anything.
Okay.
Sounds like an aggressive move. I would stab her.
Like anybody twitches before it's time and somebody's getting smacked.
So as you are standing outside, you see the king comes. He rides up to the edge of the line. The guards are still kind of standing there, and Couture, you know, gives them the word to step back to allow the king to enter. The king rides just inside the circle of the soldiers of the guards before he dismounts. You notice he's got, you know, four well-armored, well-dressed guards with him. They dismount as well, but they keep their distance outside the ring of guards, just kind of staring forward in a very, not quite, you know, strict attention, but definitely, you know, their eyes on the king, eyes on, you know, kind of do that Secret Service thing. Katir steps forward. Your Majesty, and he gives a tilt of his head and as a bow, and the king looks and he goes, Couture, I had hoped that the summons would be that you have found where my queen is at, because she did not return yesterday from her travels about, where she was looking for, and then he spots the group of you. Oh, well. And then the smell from the wagons, because stuff's kind of got a stench to it.
Well, it is old, it should.
Yeah, he's...
Joe, I'm going to go ahead and cast Detect Thoughts and look at the king. And just kind of monitor to see, once we start explaining things, how well he's buying it.
Okay, so as you cast it, the surface thoughts you're getting... he actually is very concerned because the queen did not return.
Oh, this isn't going to go well.
Did not return last night, which is very unusual for her. He looks and he's, all right. What is that stench? And where, why you were, we expected you back at the palace tree. And then it kind of looks, he's, well, you are investigating. What have you found?
Well, you wow. Want to...
Yeah, so I'll go through and, you know, walk him through our entire venture through the mine, you know, meeting the administrator, going through the side tunnel, tying him up, fighting with the flesh golems, heading down even further and fighting more, and heading down all the way. And I'll kind of pause when we get down to the final floor. Right before before the queen entered, and just to see where his reactions are.
Give me a persuasion check, but do it with advantage.
20.
Quick, sell him some Amway.
Mary Kay.
Kind of at the as Vel gets through this, it definitely takes you to the almost very end of the detect thought spell, because it only lasts up to a minute.
And
as you're telling him, like, he's looking in the carts and seeing, he almost recoils in horror at the sight of the mind flayer and the corpses with the holes in the back of the head. His surface thoughts are, it's true. It's all true what they were saying. These things, oh, maybe they have my queen.
Oh, yeah.
And when we finally got to the final level, the queen appeared in a teleportation portal and mocked us and attacked us.
Yeah, I'm going to burn a second charge on this one.
His face crinkles, and then when he's looking at the cultists, you know, both the ones that had been ridden by the intellect devourers and the ones that fell in, these men are her personal guard. What? There is like a level of confusion and disbelief.
Once we defeated the queen and brought her back here, she admitted to being in league with the mind flayer that's been wreaking havoc here.
He looks at the body in the cart, and he's like, "There's more than that one," and he points to it.
Unfortunately, we haven't been able to capture the other mind flayer, but we're going to continue hunting them. This is the War Makers.
Give me another persuasion check with advantage.
17.
You can see now, like, lines of pain in his face. Like, he is just, you're saying my wife is in league with...
She's been in league with them since before she met you. I know this is hard to hear.
Katir at this point brings up the scrolls that he had been taking the testimony that you guys are getting under the Zone of Truth, and he's, Your Majesty, we used a spell that compelled her to tell the truth. I have faithfully, as I am sworn, as a servant of Akenna, to bear no false witness on this. This is her true testimony as she spoke it. She named the being she's in a league with. And he hands it over, and the king kind of like loosely takes it, doesn't even look at it. And you notice it's got like the big seal. Vel, you know that there is a special ritual for that seal, that if it's affixed to a document that contains lies, the person who wrote the lies is subjected to some sort of curse.
Oh, good. So I know he's not in on it. How's the king reacting, other than being completely, you know, broken?
He is just, and then very softly, you said she's still alive. May I see her?
I'm assuming that I hear this.
Mental state.
He is hurt. It's just.
Yeah, but is it that hurt, or is it that hurt, I'm going to kill all these motherfuckers?
No, it is like his heart is broken. His, like, all of his faith, all of his, like, he is hurt to the core.
Believes us entirely, and that's ruining his life.
Do you remember when you guys
I'm just scared he's going to believe us and lash out at us.
You remember when you met the old King of Grimsby, and he realized that he basically got his friends killed because he trusted the wrong person, and then he abdicated the throne? Kind of like that hurt, but maybe like five times deeper hurt.
Am I able to hear this?
Oh yeah, because he's speaking in for the most part, you all are, they're speaking in very courtly voices.
Okay, as he says that, I'm going to step in front of the door, not turning my back on her, and open the door.
As you move, she's like, "Well, this is not going as I had hoped."
And I'm just kind of going to open it all the way. I'm assuming the door kind of flips back all the way. And I'm just going to kind of open it all the way and reveal her standing there with the guards.
Yeah, you get a car.
And you get a queen, and you get a queen. So, yeah, the door opens, and you step out so they can see her, or?
Yeah, like, I'm going to open the door far enough to where they can see her standing there, like she's framed in the doorway.
He looks, and Couture looks back to the king. He's like, Your Majesty, she is bound and gagged because she is a practitioner of arcane arts. We have removed her instrument of that she uses as a focus, but that does not mean she is without power. I would caution you on ungagging her. And the king kind of looks, and he's like, I just need to ask one question. And he looks to her, and he's like, you may nod your head. Is what they say true? Have you been in league with creatures trying to establish here? Or have you been whispering in my ear words to cause our nation to go to war? Have you? And he kind of holds up the paper. Is this all true? And she nods her head, and there's like nothing in her eyes, though.
Does she slump down dead?
No. There's no. What I mean is, like, there's no.
Oh, I thought maybe the
no sign of remorse or emotion of any kind.
Yeah,
guys, you know, I'm starting to feel bad that we keep breaking all these kings' hearts.
I was just thinking that.
I'm telling you, we're terrible for the kingdom.
We're gonna be known as the king breakers.
Leave me out of that.
and see, I was just thinking maybe the mind flayer went in there and just, you know, blinked her brain away because he didn't want her to spill his secrets. When you said there was nothing behind the eyes, I literally thought there was nothing there.
Oh, no, not that.
Okay.
She's just heartless.
I interpreted it as no remorse.
Just no remorse.
Mm-hmm. I took it literal.
No, she's she's not going to even try to deny it or anything else.
It's just like, yeah, you caught me, and you know what? I'd do it again.
And I'd do it again, bitch.
I would have got away with it.
Wasn't for these damn crown companions.
Just about that point, if everyone can go and look into Roll 20, this isn't the actual setting for it, but I want to show you. All of a sudden, about halfway between you and the king, why can't I grab this? Oh, because I'm on the wrong level.
Is Roll 20 on our side and wants us to be happy?
Whoa! Big bitch.
Yeah, a image of a mind flayer appears, but it is like twice the size, maybe three times the size of the mind flayer that you killed in the inside the mine.
Is it physically here or just a projection?
Give me an investigation check.
Just Chase or all of us?
All of you.
Okay. Either way, that is going to be an immediate jump back and pull daggers, just so we're clear.
Okay.
It's going to be a 16 for Chase because I finally remembered my ranger bonus.
It's going to be a 6. Just a 6.
It's going to be an 8 for Lilith.
12 here.
9 for Chase or for Jade.
I want to just pause and take a moment to appreciate the order that the rolls showed up in Roll 20. Hey, Gary, look at ours. Nice. Anyways, moving on.
As far as you can tell, that's real. And that's where we're ending it.
Hi there. This is Joseph, the DM. I hope you're enjoying the Not Safe for Wizards podcast so far. If you are, I'd love to ask you to do a couple things to help build the show up. One, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review, preferably 5-star, but hey, I leave that up to you. Second, follow us on social media. The links to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are in the show notes. And thirdly, share it with your friends. Let them know about the podcast and have them take a listen. We look forward to entertaining you for a long time to come. Thanks. Have a great rest of your day.